Folks, it's Phil Hendry, and for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our Backstage Pass features a pre-show. As a matter of fact, if you had a subscription to our website, I gave the pre-show audience, our subscriber audience, a little bit of inside information, some recording date that I have that I will not tell anybody about. I just told the pre-show audience, I told our subscribers about...
How bitchin' is it? Is it?
It's pretty bitchin', bud. Don't worry about it. Bud, back off. Back off before I kick you all the way around the world.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah.
Thank you, General.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I gave a little... It's bitchin' information that I gave the pre-show audience about some inside Hollywood crap, and you only get the inside Hollywood crap when you listen to the pre-show, which means you have to have a subscription, which means you should subscribe to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and get a Backstage Pass. Yes, the Backstage Pass, featuring 55,000-plus hours of great radio and digital entertainment, of course, the video casts, and, as Phil mentioned, the all-knowing, all-famous pre-show.
Yeah, all right.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online.
Other than porn.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside Dr. Rod Tarter as Steve Bozell, as we get an opportunity... to host our show here on the Phil Hendry Show platform, but we decided to team up, didn't we, Steve?
We certainly did, Dr. Tarter. We felt like a two-man show is everybody likes to do them, and they're a lot of fun, and I think they're good morning shows, too.
That's a very good point, and we're trying to audition maybe for a morning show if you're a radio station, program director, or general manager, and you want to hear a couple of guys talk about the world today from the point of science, which is my purview.
And from the point of just the working man. I own a construction company. That's my point,
Purview.
Purview.
Yes, it's the Dr. Rod Tarter and Steve Bozell Show Inside Dr. Rod Tarter, Steve Bozell.
And I asked Dr. Tarter, and he said, okay, something along the lines of it's your funeral.
Well, it's the way you put it.
But I did feel it necessary to say, when we say inside Dr. Ron Tarter and Steve Bozell, it's not like you're looking up our rectums with a tube. Yeah, all right.
See, I don't know if putting applause there.
That's the kind of laughs, though, that you're going to want to do. That's the kind of laugh that I think a morning show audience wants to hear. And wants to enjoy very much as they go through, as they go about their day.
Well, we know that you'll be going about your day. You're making breakfast for the kids. You're getting ready to go to school. And of course, you're getting your wife or your husband, you know.
Yeah, you could be a man making breakfast for the kids or making breakfast for your wife, and she's the one who goes out.
Or the two of you.
And when I say go out, I'm not talking about her going out in the front, just walking up and down the street, shaking her ass. Hey. Yeah, thanks, Ed.
Now that's Bud Dickman, who's, thank you, Bud, for sitting in. And for the Dr. Rod Tarter, Steve Bozell show.
Yeah, and so when we say you're making the breakfast.
By the way, we know the word is breakfast, but we think it's fun to call it breakfast because after a while, you know, who's awake that time of the day?
And we want to talk about a story that I seen in the Miami newspapers, those of you who are Miami listeners. And I know we have a few. We've got a lot of people in California. We got a lot of people in Los Angeles. And when it comes to robots, we probably have a lot of people listening to us on Mars.
No doubt about it, Steve.
Here's a here's a story. Pink robots with hard eyes join Miami's autonomous testing ground. Are they talking about robots or just the people who are walking up and down the street in South Beach?
No, they're talking about actual robots. And it says here, who's that shorty giving you hard eyes on the sidewalk? It's Jeffrey, your newest robot neighbor.
That's right. And apparently a fleet of small pink robots with digitized hearts for eyes has been roaming downtown Miami for the last couple of months. No, they're not fashion designers. offering free delivery service to anyone who's interested in trying it out. They're robots that are offering free delivery service
to anyone who's interested in finding it out.
Wow. You talk much for a living?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. To anyone who's interested in trying it out.
Yeah. The zero-emission robots... Boy, I'd like to try zero emission, especially after a bowl of my wife's chili.
Yeah, no question about that. I've not had your wife's chili, but there's no question it's probably ripped a hole in the ozone for decades.
Yeah, I got to admit that that's probably true.
I almost said, I haven't had your wife's chili, but I have had your wife.
Yeah, well, oh my God, you didn't, my God, you didn't.
I didn't say it.
No, anyway, Tiny Mile joins a series of pilots that have turned Miami into a testing haven for autonomous innovation.
He's a good construction worker, but Reed, no, he can't.
Uber Eats launched a robot delivery service in the Dadeland area in December. That's part of...
That would be part of Miami, I guess. Dade County, Dadeland?
Yeah, it sounds a Dade late and a dollar short to me.
If you don't want to laugh, Dickman...
Yeah, Dickman, if you don't want to laugh...
Well, you tell me to laugh at all. You point to me every time you want me to laugh.
I know, but I mean, it sounds, you know, if you're going to laugh, go, ha-ha, you know. Don't sound...
You got to sound enthusiastic.
Okay.
A separate pilot program funded with $5.25 million from the Miami-based John S. and James L. Knight Foundation tested KiwiBot delivery robots in Miami-Dade. A fleet of driverless vehicles from Pittsburgh-based Argo AI launched last summer in Miami for pilot delivery and rideshare. Boy, I tell you what, if you got something pink and it's got heart-shaped eyes, even if it's a robot, they're going to love it in Miami.
Now, let me just ask you here, Steve, because you said to me before the show started...
Yeah, he just touched the microphone.
I could touch something else and it would feel too good.
Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you a question. You had said to me before the show started... that you're kind of afraid of robots. Is that right?
I'm afraid of robots only insofar as robots could take over. And you know, I'm being kind of serious now. Wait a minute. No, Dickman, I am.
He's being serious.
Oh. I am being serious. I think it's a frightening idea that the robot is out there operating. Look at this right now. The city of Miami, they've given robots free range, free just everything. It's like a free range robot, you know? That's something free range you don't want to eat.
There's no question. Every time we talk about free range something, it's usually like a chicken or it's a free range chicken. What else is it?
Yeah, probably a free range cow.
Free range cow as something that you might have on a barbecue. But a free range robot, you don't want to put your lips around that.
Even if it is pink. Yeah, it does make me nervous. Yeah, it does give me pause. Yeah, it does make me think, you know, okay, now hold on just a second here.
But what is the main complaint, Steve? You know,
well, I mean, the main complaint is I'm out every day, 8 hours a day, I'm out working, and now they're telling me that I have to kind of walk next to, you know, a robot. I'm doing my work, and the robot's doing its, and I got to just, yeah, how you doing? And, I mean, can you imagine that?
Well, I don't think you'd be walking next to it or anything.
But I'm... You know, I got I'm glancing over at it and going, "What are you doing?" I mean, imagine that in your line of work. You're an astrophysicist, right?
Well, yeah, I'm an astrophysicist. If I saw something mechanical without any personality that was just cold and was going about its business in a boring manner, I'd say, "How you doing, Dr. Hawking?" But that'd be disrespectful.
God, you really. You really, I mean, don't laugh at that.
Why not?
You really don't have any respect for Dr. Stephen Hawking.
I do. I know he's passed on. We had a rivalry there at the joke writing competition that, you know, by astrophysicists. But no, I do respect him. But to be perfectly honest with you, working next to robot, they would be in service to the human. So if I'm walking next to a robot, I'm walking next to something that's got my back.
Oh, yeah, okay. You want a robot to have your back. Next thing you know, that robot, it'll not only it'll be on your back, all right. It'll have something steel and cold wedged.
Oh, you're right. You think a robot would sexually assault a human?
I think if programmed properly, or not properly.
Programmed properly? Boy, talk about wishful thinking.
Hey, wait, hold on there. I'm saying if it was programmed in a certain way, yeah, it'd try to mount you. I'm not saying the robots have sexual feelings. Who would ever think that? And I would never think that, not neither. But I have to think and I have to believe that there's some people out there with ill intent. You know, the people that program the robots, there's criminals out there too.
Well, there's a good point. Are there criminals that would be programming robots and possibly, you know, programming them about us and try to stick it in? Let's go to, we got Tom Dovka calling in from Chicago. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing? That's Tom Dovka. I'm enjoying the program here, Dr.
Dr. Tarter.
It's Dr. Rod Tarter.
I'm enjoying the program, Dr. Tarter, but I have to tell you, I'm a radio consultant.
Right. How do you think it sounded so far, Tom?
Well, I don't know. You know, to me, it sounds like it's two guys that are standing around. You're talking about I thought you were doing okay until you talked about a robot wanting to put it up there. I thought you'd do it okay until you talked about a robot wanting to put it up there because, you know, robots, a lot of kids like robots, you know.
No, I understand that. But this is a morning show. And, Tom, by the way, if you're consulting radio stations, we'd love for you give a consideration.
Hey, what about that, Mr. Dofka? Give you know, inside Dr. Ron Tarter and Steve Bozell, give it a shot at one of the stations you consult.
Well, I got to tell you, I think you guys need some work. And the first thing I would ask you to do is probably change the name of the show, because inside Dr. Ron Tarter and Steve Mozell, that's the second reference you've made to standing there, and all of a sudden someone's looking up at you. Said they were looking up at with a scope.
That was a joke. Yeah, they're looking up with a scope. Yeah, and then Dickman.
Yeah, that's just the other thing. Is that Dickman that's doing a laughing?
Yeah.
It's an idea that we have for a laughter. By the way, we're letting the audience in on, this is kind of inside baseball, letting the audience in on how I do the show.
Well, you know, for me, it's, I don't know, it's an acquired taste, is what I'm saying. But I have to tell you, if I'm going to put you on any radio station I consult, we have to lose the fact that there's robots. And the minute you turn your back on them, they're trying to put their... It sounds like you say they're trying to put a metal penis...
I didn't say... I'm just joking around. You know, no robot's going to put a metal penis up there unless you want it to.
Yeah, no kidding. Unless you invite it.
All right. Thank you very much. I didn't know what was going on, so I heard this and I thought...
There's Tom Dofka. He's a program consultant on the Phil Henry Show, and I don't know, man, maybe...
Well, I would hold my breath. It didn't sound like it didn't sound like he liked the show. At least it didn't sound like he liked the half of the show that you're on.
Okay, touche. This is a Dr. Ron Tarter. This is Inside Dr. Ron Tarter and Steve Bozell on the Inside Dr. Ron Tarter and Steve Bozell Show on the Phil Henry Show on the Phil Henry Dot Show on the... God damn it. Don't laugh.
Don't laugh at that. On the Phil Henry Show on PhilHenryShow.com.
Yeah, that's it, on PhilHenryShow.com.
Hi, everybody, this is ClavCon. I am a robot, and I am asking you, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at PhilHenryShow.com.
Yeah, very good, ClavCon. Thank you very much. Yes, get a backstage pass to the world-famous, if you want to...
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing. I am a robot. What? Make that point.
Yes, ClavCon's a robot. Get a backstage, maybe we'll hear more of him if you get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com with 55,000-plus hours of great radio and digital entertainment, the video cast, the pre-show, all kinds of inside baseball Hollywood news if you listen to the pre-show, which you don't get if you just listen to the show and you don't have a subscription. Now take it from me, ClavCon, and me, General Galen Shaw.
Get a backstage pass subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here inside Dr. Rod Tarter and Steve Bozell. And we're talking about robots that are crawling around the streets of Miami, right?
We're talking about our robots. They have now robots doing delivery. And one of the things they've done in Miami, and I guess this is one of the test cities, also Pittsburgh is one of the test cities, they have a robot car that drives out and delivers pizza. And it's one of those driverless cars that just drives, and you paid for it already online. So you stand outside and you wait for it to, you know, deliver the pizza. And of course, if it's hungry, it'll stop, open it up, then close it and go, ha, 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 and drive on, right, Dickman?
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, it might do that. Yeah, it might think twice. It might say, "Hey, you know what? I got a pizza inside of me. I think I'll keep it and go back."
Yeah, but I think that the robot car runs the risk of being disassembled and having its memory taken. In other words, it runs the risk of having a better life than it ever could have as a pizza delivery car.
So that was one of the pieces of news that we were looking at here today on Inside Dr. Rod Tarter and Steve Bozell. And, look at this. Phil Henry's calling in to the show tonight. Phil, we are in your studio and having a good time.
Yeah, I wanted to. Steve, is you there?
Hey, I'm right here, Mr. Henry.
Okay, I just wanted to let you guys know. You're doing a great job. I think you should lose the laugh track.
Hold on for a minute. What's that?
What, are you talking to me, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, but we don't need to have you laughing, okay? It's interrupting everything.
Yeah, but we thought that made it unique. No other show has the laugh track.
I know, but it means that everything you guys say is going to be a joke, and I don't think that that's really what people... I don't think that's how you guys are at your best.
Well, you know, we want to be who we are.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be me, mister. I'm trying to, whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find my place in the world or never belong, I got to be me.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Everything you say, you're trying to turn into a joke, and that's just not how conversation. Look, if you guys want this to be a stand-up act, I understand, but I thought you wanted to do just a regular talk show.
We do. We want to converse about a news.
Yeah, you talk about the issues.
Wait a minute. Dickman, you're not...
Bud, you're not involved in this, are you?
No, but...
He just wanted to throw in his two cents. Yeah, we want to talk about different news stories.
All right, then I would suggest that you don't muck it up with it. But, you know, you can help out like you usually do. That's just my suggestion.
All right, well, Mr. Henry, thank you very much for calling in. And even though it's a sunny day, raining on our parade.
Yeah.
So there's Phil Henry calling in. Mr. Henry, who is the our boss at philhenryshow.com, the main platform.
Yeah, it's a main platform, all right. It's a platform dive. You better hope there's water in the pool. And right now, I'm looking at cement.
Boy, that is a... No, that's...
Yeah, I'm you know, just telling it like it is. And okay, Dickman, never mind.
Yeah, it obviously fills that dig of that.
Well, I'll be over here if you need it.
Yeah, if I need it. Right. This is not the first time this has happened to me. I come on this website.
All right, now hold on for a minute. Folks, Dr. Rod Tarter here.
Yeah, I think they know who you are.
I want to differentiate myself. I don't want them thinking that I'm you, okay? Because you're over here kind of scuffing your Buster Browns in the dirt and going, ooh, I wish I had done it.
I wish I had not have done it.
Well, you're all upset because you can't have the laugh track. Let's just move on from that. Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
See, that to me is not funny. I have a sinus condition.
You're the second guy on this show with a sinus condition. Chris Norton's got a sinus condition and can't say sex right, comes out says, you got a sinus condition, you tell us to boove on. You imagine you on a Friday night, you're putting the boobs on a girl so you can have sess?
Okay, that's funny. I'll give you that.
All right, give me five.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, our first guest of the evening is going to be Chef Carl Cedilia, who has had exactly one opportunity to host the show on the Phil Henry platform. And how did it go, Chef?
Well, it went about as good as it's going for you guys.
All right, so it was a big success. I didn't mean that to be funny.
Well, it is funny because I think I was more successful than you guys. And let me say this, okay?
That's dirty pool.
No, hold on. I want to say something. I think that for the first time in his life, Tom Dovka had some good idea. And Phil had a good idea. You don't need the laugh track.
Oh, come on, man.
They don't need the laugh track, Dipman, all right? You don't need the laugh track. You can just do the show naturally.
So you want us to just talk naturally.
We're talking about your food, Chef Cedilia. How do you talk about that naturally?
Hey, you know something, man? Let me tell you something. I'll leave, but before I leave, I'll go ahead and bounce a serving tray off your head. What do you think of that?
You know something.
Okay, let's be friends.
I'm being friends, but I don't think that was necessary.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry to say that. We will have a nice natural conversation because we do want to talk to you about some of the Chef Cedilia dishes that you make. Now, I know that Mr. Henry, when he started talking about having high blood pressure and everything, he had to eat salmon.
That's right, and I came up with a wonderful salmon dish called salmon pesto.
Who's he?
Yeah, it sounds like a guy's name, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't sound like a guy's name. No, not at all. No.
Okay.
And so, as I was saying, I came up with salmon pesto. That is a beautiful salmon fillet, lightly covered with a pesto and some light garlic and tomatoes, and you bake that in the oven for around 15 minutes, and you bake it with the skin on, removing the skin with the pesto on it.
How do you do that?
You made a mistake. You probably have to take the skin off the salmon, you know.
The salmon? Yeah, you're making fun of me. Hey, Dickman, I swear to God I'm going to strangle you.
Oh, yeah, you don't like it when Bud laughs at a joke that I done made.
I said Sabbath.
Yes, right, you said Sabbath. And on the Sabbath, the Lord rested.
Mr. Henry's on the phone.
And I'll bet you guys are in deep stuff.
Yeah, Phil.
Would you, I got to insist now, Bud, stop it with the laugh track.
Come on, man. It's fun.
No, Phil, as soon as I came on and heard that, I knew it wasn't working.
All right, stop it with the laugh track. Guys, just try it without the laugh track.
All right, Mr. Henry, then how are people going to know you're saying something funny?
I guess they won't because you haven't said one thing funny yet.
See, I would laugh at that, but you told me not to.
Look,
you know what? We've got it, Bud. Thank you very much.
Oh, what a chip.
Now, Bud, you're not doing anybody any favors.
I can tell you right now, Bud, don't worry. I don't need you to be funny. Now, here, I'll try the line again. And Chef Tadillo, you know I love your food, and I want to eat your salmon pesto, no matter who he is.
Yeah.
But I do want to make sure that when I eat your food, okay, I can eat it naturally. Ha 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 ha.
You know, don't even laugh at your own stuff.
Don't laugh at your own jokes, you chump.
Hey.
Oh, ooh, you want to go?
No, I don't.
Hey, let me ask Steve. You know, you have a lot of complaints about life. Chef Chedilia, as you know, is ready to go. He's ready to throw Haz. Are you?
Throw Haz? Is that someone's uncle?
Hey, look, Steve, we're not doing the laugh track anymore, okay? If you want to go ahead and toss a few hands at me, I'll return fire.
Oh, God, you want to turn it into violence? All I'm doing is making a couple of jokes here.
You're making jokes about my cooking.
Now, wait a minute, Chef.
My cooking. I have fed thousands and thousands of people. People have grown up on my food, okay? I look out the window of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I see the little kids. And the little kids get to be larger kids. And then they get to be adults. And they grew up on my food. My food. Now, I'm very proud of that.
Oh, you're quoting Do the Right Thing, Danny Aiello.
Well, so...
Yeah, see, that was good, Steve. Steve busted you. He busted you big time.
No, you know what? Just because it was in a movie doesn't mean that I didn't say it in my mind before it was said in a movie.
And that's been Chef Carl Chedilia.
Oh, you're throwing me out of the...
Yeah, we are. Thank you. We're throwing you off the air. Chef Carl Chedilia.
No, but I don't think I'll leave.
Oh, come on, Chef. You got to leave. We're trying to be heard here by the program directors. Can I get this on the air?
You guys don't have a prayer. Okay, I'll leave.
Thanks a lot, Chef Chedilia. Chef Carl Chedilia. Oh, God.
Just a little something to remember me by.
Oh, my God.
And you got bad sinuses.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Man, that's just funky. Chef Chedilia just let one go.
Hey, Chef Chedilia, that's funky.
A little something to remember me by.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that, you know what? That is absolute.
Yeah.
I got it. This has been Inside Dr. Ron Tarner and Steve Bozell on the world-famous Phil Learn Show platform. And be sure to weigh in on your opinion of whether Dr. Ron Tarner and Steve Bozell should have their own morning show like Howard Stern does. Yeah, like that.
Oh, Jesus. A little something to remember me by.
I heard you the first 9 times you said it, man.
Oh, my God!
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast 1. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
There you go, Dickman. Now you're getting into the spirit of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.